ਗੁਰ ਸਿੱਖ ਜੀਓ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਗਿਆਨੀ ਕੁਲਵੰਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਸ਼ੇਅਰਸ ਹਿਸ ਵਿਊ ਔਨ ਦ ਮਾਰਟਿਰਡਮ ਆਫ ਗੁਰੂ ਤੇਗ ਬਹਾਦਰ, ਦ ਇਵੈਂਟ ਵਿਚ ਹੈਜ਼ ਬੀਨ ਅਕਾਊਂਟਡ ਇਨ ਬਚਿੱਤਰ ਨਾਟਕ। ਵੀ ਐਡ ਐਸ ਫੋਲੋਸ: ਲੈਟ ਅਸ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਦ ਟਾਈਮ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਰਾਏ ਵਾਸ 9 ਈਅਰਸ ਓਲਡ। To protect the Kashmiri Pandits, his father, Guru Tegh Bahadur, sacrificed his head at the behest of Gobind Rai. Guru Tegh Bahadur was martyred with a sword. Guru Gobind wrote in Bachitra Natak, Tilak Janyu Rakha Prabhataka, Kino Bado Kalu Mahasaka. He protected the forehead mark and sacred thread of the Hindus, which marked a great event in the Iron Age. Sadhan het iti jin kari, sis diya parasi na uchari. For the sake of saints, he laid down his head without even a sign. Taram het saka jin kiya, sis diya par sir na diya. For the sake of dharma, he sacrificed himself. He laid down his head, but not his creed. Natak chetak kiye ko kaja, prab logan ke avat laja. The saints of the Lord abhor the performance of miracles and malpractices. It is from this composition that we know what happened. The event has been documented. Nobody can deny the event. Don't forget that many are now forgetting that Guru Tegh Bahadur was a savior of the Hindu faith, since he was martyred protecting the Hindu Pandits. In fact, Gyani Kulwant Singh says that people are now saying that Guru Tegh Bahadur was punished because he was a Daku. What an ungrateful lot. This was an incident that has not had a parallel in history, and we may add, very unlikely to have a parallel in future. On this note alone, Dasam Granth, which provides evidence of this martyrdom since 1698, is priceless. The intent to alienate Dasam Granth by any means whatsoever is recalcitrant, irresponsible and sacrilegious. The availability of such literature, that is Dasam Granth, ensures that our future generation will have a record of what happened in history. Lest it be forgotten, the sacrifices our gurus and Sikhs made. Nobody can deny the sacrifice of Guru Tegh Bahadur ji. The martyrdom of Guru Tegh Bahadur was the introduction of martial exposure to Guru Gobind. The sword, Bhagavati Durga, effected the martyrdom, and Mahakal, God, took the life. This was war times where the sword stood between Guru Gobind and the enemies. The sword can defend and protect when attacked and be the aggressor and destroy when attacking. From then on, Guru Gobind was involved in war, being attacked, defending, attacking. Seeing death was the daily norm. He waged a war of righteousness to defend the Sikh faith and other Indic faiths, in particular the Hindu faith. He sacrificed his entire family for this purpose. His frame of mind was martial, and Guru Gobind and his 52 poets' writings were martially oriented. Paikan Singh in Gurmat Martand states that the writings of Guru Gobind and the 52 poets were collected in a granth called Vidya Sagar. which was destroyed in the final Anandapur war in 1761. However, some parts of the Vidyasagar had been copied or memorized by the Sikhs. Bhai Mani Singh collected those available writings and prepared the Dasam Granth. Dr. Anurag and his father, Dr. Trilochan Singh, have been instrumental in bringing to fore the original written by Guru Gobind Singh, and for this the Panth must be thankful to them. This, beyond doubt, shows that Dasam Granth was the composition of 10th Master Guru Gobind Singh. The picture shows the contents page. Dasam Granth is a literary work par excellence and an inseparable and integral part of Sikh literature to supplement in the learning of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. Additionally, the martially inclined writings in Dasam Granth are invaluable in dharmic righteous undertaking. Thank you for listening and reading. Galtiyan di Khema, Waheguru Ji ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji ki Fateh.